Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Citizens of America,
the so-called Western forces of Texas and California
have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
Alex Garland's film Civil War has caused ructions in the United States because it offers no explanations of how the war in question came about or any way to rectify one. It's just there, in the same way the incurable virus was there in zombie movie 28 Days Later or the seemingly sentient robot in Ex Machina, both Garland scripts.
19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The three-term president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Civil War is mostly about the people covering it. The war itself was an uprising or a series of uprisings among people rebelling when a president refused to step down. Unlike the last Civil War, it's not simple blue uniforms versus grey ones. Some of the combatants don't even wear uniforms, which leads to confusion.
You don't know what side they're fighting for.
Someone's trying to kill us. We are trying to kill them.
Most journalists are embedded with various armies, only reporting what they're allowed to see. But a few independent correspondents prefer to make their own way, trying to cover all sides.
Are you guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Meet Lee and Joel, highly experienced photojournalists from wars all around the world, and now shocked to find themselves plying their trade at home. They're played by Kirsten Dunst and Brazilian star Wagner Moura. We pick them up heading to what looks like the war's endgame at the Capitol.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
We're moving to D.C. today.
We need to go down there.
On the way, they agree to give a lift to old print journalist Sammy, veteran character actor Stephen McKinley Henderson. And against Lee's better judgment, Joel invites rookie photographer Jesse, Priscilla star Kaylee Spaney, along for the ride too.
Lee, I'm sorry for jamming my way into your ride, okay? I know you're really angry about it, and I know you think I don't know shit, but...
I'm not angry about that, Jesse. I don't care what you do or don't know.
Most of the movie is essentially four people in a truck going through hell. Civil War asks the question pretty much every war film asks, how did we get here? And it also asks, what's the job of a reporter anyway? Is it to make sense of what they're seeing? Is it to do something about it? Well, it turns out it's neither of those things.
Once you start asking yourself those questions, you can't stop. So we don't ask. We record so other people ask. Want to be a journalist? That's the job.
Hey, Lee.
What?
Back off.
What am I saying that's wrong?
I'm not saying it's wrong. She just shook up.
The point is to show what's going on, that's all, according to hard-bitten Lee. And this is mostly Lee's story, not old hand Sammy, who's seen too much to trust anyone, or wide-eyed Jesse, who hasn't seen anything much and is in for a lot of nasty surprises.
It's my choice.
Right. And I'll remember that when you lose your shit, or you get blown up, or shot.
The closest thing to an old-fashioned war hero in the group is Gung-Ho Joel. He's the first into action. He's the one having the most fun because, for him, it's still a game. He's following the story. He goes into danger because that's where the best shots are.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol.
Every instinct in me says this is death.
Bloody.
Every time I survived a war zone, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this.
But here we are.
Civil War taps into all those war stories from the front lines of faraway places. Vietnam, Afghanistan, the Middle East and Ukraine. But we're used to not being able to make sense of foreign wars. Casual brutality at home is something else again.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What?
Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you?
Jesse Plemons, as the leader of a murderous hit squad, has a tiny role. I don't think he's even credited, but it's the one with the biggest impact. The reporters are so used to feeling protected by their non-combatant status, they let their guards down.
You don't know?
The Western forces will reach the White House on July 4th.
Oh, my God.
Get in the car!
What I've not mentioned yet is how good Civil War is. For a start, it's about characters. It takes those characters somewhere interesting. It's no fingernails left exciting. The music is great, and the acting is great. I've certainly never seen Kirsten Dunst as good as this.
You watch. Soon as D.C. falls, they'll turn on each other.
Whatever happens, we don't quit.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to miss this.
Above all, it's got two things in common with all my favourite films. First, it's the right length, I'd say a tight 100 minutes or so, and it's got a great ironic ending. This is, after all, a story about chasing a story and needing a good quote at the end.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All civil wars are summed up in the final minutes of this film. The quote, the picture.
God bless America.
And the message, as Lee said right at the start, is always, don't do this.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.